Hello and welcome to
Crossing State Lines. That's pretty good.
That's Joe.
And this is the lovely Sherry, aka Shirai, Share Bear. That's it.
Mm. Sherry's Berries.
We are coming to you from her apartment. It's Saturday, and
been a while.
A lot has happened. I just kind of wanted to. I hate to use the word update because we do a lot of update ones, but I just want to get this out there because I have a lot to cover. First, I'm gonna pay some respects to my grandfather, who was my mom's dad. He just passed away 2 weeks ago, and Sherry was nice enough to come up on a Thursday. It was not last Thursday, but Thursday before. It was beginning of October, we'll call it. Because I don't know when we're going to post this. Anyway, just an excellent man all around he was. Just the hard work ethic that I have, I know came from him. He just was a hard-nosed, like, no-frills, just put his head down and just, like, worked. It's a good thing that he passed when he did. He was not having a good quality of life, so I'm kind of glad at the time he was when it was. The other cool thing is just living so close to his house. He was in a home, but, like, after the funeral was over, me and Sherry and a bunch of my cousins, family members, met up Fireside Restaurant near Strasburg, had a great time, and then came back to my grandfather's house, which he has a lot of stuff. There's a lot of memories and just all kinds of stuff that we just kind of enjoyed.
Reminisced.
There. Yeah, which is really nice. So I love that Sherry was able to experience my family, because, like, there's a lot of little stuff in there that, you know, you guys share with your families. Stuff that probably other people will be like, oh, that's freaking weird. Well, we got all kinds of weird stuff in our families.
Yeah, we all, or whatever. We all jumped over the bush.
Yes. And if you want to know what that jumping over the bush is, you're going to have to ask. It's a whole other story. The other thing I want to touch on to pay my respects is Wayne Lapp. It's my cousin Jared. It's his father-in-law, his wife Nikki's dad. Just freak accident, not last night, but the night before. Really close to Strasburg, where I live, he was riding home on his motorcycle and got hit by a car and killed. So, just such a nice guy. I feel for the family.
He was the one on the motorcycle.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel for the family. They're doing a lot of, like, you know, kind of gathering themselves, as you would imagine, and are trying to figure out what to do, like, you know, just finance-wise and paperwork and just all kinds of stuff that just probably don't even want to do right now. But they're in my thoughts. They'll be in my thoughts for a while now. I love Jared and his family, and do whatever we can to be there for them. They're it's nice that everybody's in around the same area. They have a lot of people to help out with the kids and that kind of thing, support. So I'm thankful for that. It's nice to see that.
Thoughts and prayers out to anybody else out there listening, if you may have lost somebody now, recently, or in the past that you're still grieving over.
Yeah, I would just encourage anyone, if, you know, you do, always, you know, never be afraid to ask for help, or, you know, like, or offer help to someone, you know. Everybody's going through something, so yeah. And please be aware when you're driving. I don't want to go into any more detail on that, just because I could go off on a freaking rant.
But yeah, and we already had our episode of pet peeves, where we talk a lot about it.
Just be aware when you're driving, like,
we did say we were going to have a whole car episode.
Yeah, we could, yeah. But just be aware when you're driving. Please be careful. Like, and I'll leave that at that. Yeah. So,
thank you for listening to our sponsor, Anchor App.
I don't know. So my kind of went, my mind went blank there a little bit for some reason. I don't know.
Oh, well, the last thing we talked about was the cars.
Yeah. And kind of excited, we got a Sherry got tickets for us to go see the Ravens Chargers game tomorrow, which they're both 4-1, which is cool. It's a 1 o'clock game. We'll get to walk there. I'm excited. I think it's going to be so cool.
Actually, I think this podcast will be coming out tomorrow. So today we're at the game right now. While you're listening, which to, like, you should be watching football.
Let you guys
and listening.
Know how that goes. Excited for that. A lot of stuff happened since last time we did a podcast. Like we went to the cabin for both of our birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. It was just Danny and your dad that came up. So it was the four of us.
Yep.
Lots of fireworks. That flat top grill that your brother has was freaking sweet. That was so nice. Love that.
Yeah.
But walked up the mountain, checked out the view up there. Otherwise, we just kind of screwed around and talked and drank and set fireworks off and.
Yeah. Yes.
Nice
yeah,
relaxing yeah. mountains weekend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I got my windows in my garage. I've been waiting for a long time.
Yes. And they look good. And now, once we cook, we can clean the garage.
Yep. And we're going to make a little chill area like we did, like I had a long time ago. Some shit in the garage, though, that I'm not really able to enjoy it. So, with Sherry's help, we will be making that happen.
Yep.
There's TV out in the garage and have the wood stove going. Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. Yep. I have actually been getting into football a little bit more. I like know what people are talking about at the bar and I can involve a little bit in conversation.
It is nice to know. It's nice to know who you're talking about or what they're talking about. Even if they are full of complete shit, at least you know that, you know.
Yeah.
You can tell.
I mean,
like when people talk about, like, the Steelers and fucking shit like that.
Right.
Cowboys.
I was going to go all out and, like, do my hair purple with the manic panic at the ends instead of the colors that I have fading now. But I don't want another color to start fading out, so right. I think I might just not, or get some spray paint that
literally
will wash out once.
I'm glad you said something like that. So, if you do have a team, I mean, I can't, that's hard for me to say this. If you do have a team, I don't care, well, I do care who they are, but support them. Like, support them, support those players, especially those players that do things off the field that are worthy of some praise.
Okay.
Like people that are actually putting their energy and money out there for other people, for their city, for where they came from, gotcha. Wherever. Like,
so we're talking like spirit, like represent.
Yeah.
Where the colors
yeah.
and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, spirit. We can talk a lot about spirit.
Well,
did you ever have a spirit day at school?
I think I did, but I didn't really pay much attention to it. I was just like, fuck it, I want to get done this so I can go work.
What?
Yeah, I wasn't really.
I'm talking about in like maybe middle school, maybe high school too.
Yeah, not really.
No.
I wasn't really involved with much of anything that had to do with school besides like.
You worked all throughout school?
When I had time, yeah. I tried to.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and you did cheerleading before, right?
And dancing.
That's a lot of spirit involved there.
Well, I wasn't cheerleader. I was only a cheerleader when I was younger.
Mm.
And it was when my brother played football, I would cheer for the Crofton Cardinals. Red, black, and white. Best colors mixed. Love that. Anyways, so Danny, I would be cheering for my brother.
What position did he play?
I don't know. I don't remember how football worked when I was that age. I just knew the cheers. I never knew when we would sing what cheers until we started cheering, like doing them.
Yeah.
Like defense, something like that. But it's like, I don't know when.
Why do they want the quarterback?
We would do those ones. And I feel like my favorite one though was straight that V, dot that I, curve that C T O R Y. Take it up. 2, 3, 4, take it down. but I remember having a whole week of school where there was something different you could do. There was a pajama day, there was crazy mismatch day, maybe like a sports day or something like that, and then Friday was always school spirit day.
Yeah.
Of the whole thing, where you would just deck yourself out in whatever mascot and colors that your school was.
Yeah.
Man, we used to do the shit out of all that, especially on like crazy mismatch day. Me and my one friend, we literally put probably 12 different random ponytails all over our heads.
Huh.
And we're just, whatever. She took hers out because she didn't have the balls to keep it on nail day.
That'd be probably me.
Aww.
Yeah.
No, you gotta not care, like.
Yeah, I cared about everything when I was back in high school. I was just like freaking, paying attention. I felt like I walked weird, and I was paying attention to that. It was so like, I didn't know what the, I couldn't tell my ass from a hologram. But I was going to touch on the back to the football end of things. I'm a huge fan of the Salute the Service brand, like, you know, that style of things. And I know that it's,
you're
more
representing two things,
right?
Your team,
correct. And it is more expensive, but I believe it does benefit people that are in the service or were in the service. So it's worth it.
Yeah, and that color, harder to find, that color does look good on you too. It makes like your eyes pop.
I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot. So, yeah, and I wish I could like. I kind of want to get more Salute to Service stuff, but it's kind of hard to find. A little hard to find.
Yeah, I mean it's worth finding. You know.
All right.
And that like. Devising for something else.
Yeah.
Settling for something else. Can we keep going on the spirit thing? Because
sure.
Also, like, when it comes to holidays, I like to deck out. Like, throughout October.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I've had this conversation with a lot of, I guess, guys more than girls, but when guys live alone, they do not decorate for holidays.
Correct.
Like, I don't know one guy that lives alone that decorates for Halloween.
Yeah, and you know,
my brother right now, and that's only because my mom bought him a whole bunch of shit and put it in his house, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my way of thinking as far as where I'm coming from is, I think it'd be really cool to, like, deck out the house, whether it be for, like, Halloween or
Christmas.
You know, or maybe, like, even a big game, like, decorate your house and, like, you know, your team, whatever, to advertise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get, like, Halloween, Christmas. I'm thinking more of, like, everything I gotta do to the house. Like, I barely had enough time to get my yard work done this week and that kind of stuff. I'm, like, always, I'm thinking, how can I upgrade my house or do the next thing rather than put the energy towards, you know, decorating?
No, see, I like decorating. Decorating is very different than tidying up and upkeep on a lawn.
Mm-hmm.
It's decorating.
Right.
I love decorating. And that's why, I mean, I live in an apartment and I decorate the inside. I mean, the only thing I have on the outside is a pumpkin on the front of my door. But, like, I do it because I like looking at it. I like my scary, creepy clown guy that scares everybody when they walk in. I like...
Yeah.
He freaks me out every once in a while, but that's why the fuck I put him up there.
Sort of got me a little bit. Not too bad. Like, I knew what it was. It was dark.
My cousin was sleeping over, and she was like, maybe I'll sleep facing the other way. It's really creepy. I mean, I remember my old roommates. I got the first one, and by the time the second one came home, the first one was already sitting with the lights on and the TV on and blah, 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 so I couldn't get him that day.
Yeah.
But and then he already saw it. That was the first day I put it up. So he saw it and freaked him out, and I got him again, knowing he was coming home and not the other roommate. So I put the cape on and put the mask on and stood right in front of it so it looked like it was still where it was. And then started moving towards him when he came in.
Oh, my God. Well, I have the ultimate Halloween prop, and that would be a black cat.
Mm.
But he's not scary.
He's got some white on him. He's not all black.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, but I like getting into the spirit of holidays and decorating and painting my nails to match the holidays every week, something different.
Now, tomorrow, if I have the opportunity, when I would go to Eagles games, I did, because they did the face painting, so they paint whatever in your face. I wanted those because I was wearing...
They have, little stickers?
Yeah. Yeah. But I was wearing my Brent Celek jersey, and he always does that. Okay. So it's tasteful. It looks correct. It matches. Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
So, yeah. But you won't do it tomorrow?
No. Well, yeah, I would. Oh, shit. I would. Yeah. I sure would.
So if I did it to your face before we left, you would have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'll
do it.
Players, too, that, I think, some players, the face paint, they, I think Jalen Ramsey, goes down like this and then crosses it this way. Weird. I heard, too, that, I'm going to forget his freaking name. Redskins got killed, a long time ago.
Oh, Sean Taylor.
Sean Taylor, yes, thank you. Very good. Yeah. Very good.
I know Sean Taylor,
put tape on his face mask, and, I don't know, the equipment manager. 21. Yes. And the equipment manager, said, take that stuff off there. And took his face mask off before the game and put another one on that didn't have tape on it. Well, he went and did it again and got, fined for it.
Really?
But, I don't know. Within reason, if you are doing you and it doesn't affect anyone else in a negative way, by all means, do it. Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What's tape on your face mask gonna...
That's why, Marcy wears glitter all the time.
And
Marcy... And Hannah likes her high socks with the crazy designs on it.
Yeah, she had the pumpkin ones
on.
Yeah. And Marcy also does, the braids a lot. Yeah. The double... Yeah.
I do the all-the-way braids, but I also do different hairstyles every day. I try to. I don't to have the same hairdo. The braids are just easier. And they're out of the way.
Yeah, we should have nice weather tomorrow, too. It should be great.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm painting my nails purple tonight. I'm going to do little red eyes for the ravens. I don't know if I want to put them on my thumbs and have just the rest purple or have them up here. Or, have them here. I don't know.
Oh, and also, speaking of representing things, Natty Bo is something that's kind of well-known.
Originated in Baltimore.
Yeah. So we just went to get beer before we did this kick back and relax, and that's what I chose. This is the beer of champions. So,
yeah.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
It also helps that the Ravens are purple, and that's my favorite color, so.
Yeah. We just also stopped by Dick's Sporting Goods. I picked up. Not sure I'm ready for a Ravens jersey yet, but I got a Ravens shirt. So I think that's appropriate for tomorrow. Yeah. And I already got a hat. So.
And I have a new jacket with little Ravens on it.
So, and my fellow Eagles fans, just pump the brakes a little bit. I love my Eagles. I like the Ravens.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get nearly as excited. My head's not going to pop off at this game But like at an Eagles game, I'm going crazy. I will not be able to talk for the next 2 days because I scream so much and I just get into it so much. So
I feel like this would be way better than the baseball game.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I don't think I ever pay attention to the baseball game.
No. And
it's so long.
That's what she said. I'm so glad we got experience it though. We're like that. Say that we've done that.
Yeah.
Like we've, you know. Oh my God, we had to tell them where we were like, last weekend, the place we found out about. Two things.
Oh, Bygones.
And before that, the Red Star.
Oh yeah.
So Rusty told me about Red Star. So we decided to find as Fells Point.
Yeah.
Found it. It was a beautiful place inside. Excellent menu too. Like very great service. The guy behind the bar somehow figured out I was from PA. I said, like, where I was from, like,
we became
Lancaster,
friends.
And the guy was like...
And we got free food.
Yeah. Well, he said, oh, I used to work at American Bar and Grill for the past 17 years. Holy shit. If anybody's from PA, from Lancaster, they know where that's at. Like, I was there a few months ago. Yep. Really cool little place, like...
is that the one with all the games?
No, this place is like north of the city.
Oh, okay.
Like on the very northern part of the city.
Have you been there?
No.
Okay.
Peter's-ish. It's Peter's-ish, more like a sports bar kind of, I'm thinking.
Gotcha.
But anyway, I thought it was so cool. The guy knew, he was like, oh, did you take her to the Horse Inn yet? And I'm like, shit, totally forgot about that place. Oh. That's in Lancaster too. Very, very, like, it's old school, like very old time decorated, but the food and the drinks are like just world class. And speaking of that, like world class, top notch, after Red Star, we wanted to find Bygones because a friend of mine on Facebook had a post up, a picture of her and this sky rise with the view of the harbor.
Best. It's a great view.
Yes, you need
a... I will post a picture.
Excellent.
I am very close to being caught up with all of the posts per episode that we have said we would post.
Now, Bygones does have a dress code, and the host was nice enough to have them page the host upstairs, let me drape a jacket over my arm and go in. And this place is just like...
Yeah.
It's like high end,
fancy.
I mean, 29 floors up, glass all around. Right. It is fancy with a capital F.
Right.
It is beautiful.
Had to take his sweater and give him a jacket to hold to make it look like he had a nice outfit on.
Yeah, which I didn't. I
mean, you had the rest of it, it was nice. You had like a plain shirt and jeans and boots.
Yeah.
The jacket just topped it off. And then
highly encouraged, though, if anybody's going to... hang
Baltimore,
out in Baltimore for a little bit.
Fells Point, Bygones.
Yeah, like,
awesome.
Really cool.
Yeah. I definitely want to go back and, like, actually eat there.
Oh, yeah.
Dress up and go.
Yeah.
I want to go to a couple places, actually, nice, and dress up. Like, I still want to go to Ruth Chris, and I want to go to Morton's. That's where Denver works.
I want to find out, like, I want some more info of people about... I can't even imagine. I can't understand why I haven't heard about this Bygones place.
Me neither.
Until now.
Yeah.
So we want to know other
and
places.
And then every time
too,
we mention it, somebody's like, oh my God, that place is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that awesome? Like,
why haven't you mentioned it?
Yeah. Fuckers. I mean, never mind.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
So we have. I'm really excited for the game. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anyways.
What else we got?
You had any other updates? You said something?
We've done so much. Like, I've been just running around like crazy in the past. Like, worked.
Yeah.
Well, we hired another guy at work, which is cool. His name's Jamie, oddly enough. I've been... Get to know him. He's pretty cool. He's actually from Maryland.
Mm.
Bel Air area. So okay. closer to the, yep. to the line. Uh-huh. He's cool. It fits right in. It's nice having an extra body in the shop too, because it's not doesn't make me run around quite so crazy. But that is cool. It's another one of the million things that's going on right now.
Yeah. Speaking of which you weren't a spirit that we were before. Mm-hmm. Halloween is right around the corner.
It is. It is. We have two parties to go to next weekend.
Don't.
Sorry.
I want you guys to post all of your Halloween pictures on our page. I want to see all your costumes.
What's the movie that's out right now? The Halloween movie?
It's like Halloween End something End.
Endgame?
No.
No?
No.
That's a Marvel thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like Avengers. Yeah. Yep. Another Jamie Lee Curtis Halloween movie. Apparently the
She's
end
getting old,
one.
Isn't she?
Yeah. Michael needs to be getting old too, right?
Well, he's killing it though. <That's pretty
good. laughs> Yeah, she wants to take his mask off and watch the life leave his eyes. But technically, he's like an evil force. So it can be passed on. Because if you ever watched any of the first Halloweens, a little girl is kind of taken by it at first. Hmm. Before, I don't know, either it goes back into Michael or something. I don't know. But it's an evil force.
Puts Michael, the lotion on
which
the
skin. Which is why he usually never dies.
See, that kind of thing, like, that's the kind of thing that just kind of makes me lose a little bit of interest, because I want it to be real. Like, I want to know, I want, like, what were the movies that we watched, The Conjuring?
Yep.
That kind of shit, like.
Oh, yeah.
That's the kind of shit that scares
those are all based off of true stories.
Yeah.
From Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Yeah, see, once you talk about, you know, he's an evil force or whatever, and he's never going to die, then my eyes kind of start glazing over. I'm like, okay.
I don't know. Technically, they do kill him every time, but I think it goes into a different body. I think.
See,
I don't
that's
know.
What I kind of think.
Because they never show him, and they only, like, when he was in jail, you know, the first redo they did was Jamie Lee Curtis when she was old in the loony bin, and they both kind of break out.
How many of them are there?
There's a lot. There's sure like there 17 of them or something.
Because didn't, what's his name, Rob Zombie, he did one.
He did one of the Halloweens?
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, Halloween
oh, it
movie.
Was the Halloween H2O, the one with Coolio in it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I was gonna say something like that combines Halloween and Gangster's Paradise, but I couldn't make it happen.
A Gangster's Sorry. Halloween.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, I'm gonna say this. I'm weird and I know it. But I'm kind of excited too. We got a bunch of candles, used candles, to finish up some of our candles.
Yeah.
So, kind of cool. Excited to do that. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Let's see. Other Halloween spirit were.
There's.
I think spirits wore out. I mean,
there's
not wore out, but like.
I mean, there's Easter. I don't know. I'm going to do the Easter thing. Just Christmas and Halloween, basically.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What about New Year's?
Decorate for that.
No, I mean.
Just stupid glasses and hats and shit.
I would just make everything chrome for New Year's.
I think the.
I mean, glitter.
Besides Christmas, I kind of think some of the.
Holidays.
holidays that fall in like colder months, which I don't know, Thanksgiving, Halloween, Christmas, depending on, you know, what it's like in that season.
Now,
it's kind of harder because it's cold outside. You don't want to be outside decorating shit.
Well, so for me, Thanksgiving, I feel like you can keep your pumpkins out. You could even just turn them around so they look like regular pumpkins, because it's all about like pumpkins and fall and leaves and like colors.
It'd be better if Halloween and like Thanksgiving were switched, because you can have Thanksgiving first, you can get the nice pumpkins out, and then when they're rotten away, it makes more sense for Halloween.
True, yes, very true. And then it would really be the nightmare right before Christmas.
Yeah, for those of you not following me or confused on that one, I confuse myself sometimes.
Our ADD
so,
minds just went afray.
Sometimes I say things and I'm just like, why the fuck did I say that?
Yes.
It's like a Dane Cook says, you know, well, he's having sex and he's like thinking, yeah, you should say that. Yeah, say that. And he says that and he's like, why the fuck did I say that? Like, yeah, my dick feels like corn.
What?
You heard that one?
No.
Yeah.
Nope. Like, I would have remembered that one.
Yeah. Anywho.
Yeah, so I feel like we're probably going to be clowns this year. Unless we pick something else, but look for pictures. We will post pictures for Halloween.
Yeah, I got to say, like,
I'm surprised I haven't been in the spirit sooner and later.
Yeah, I feel like I should have started it way early, so it's not just a week that I have to prep for this.
Yeah, I usually start before October, and I know what I'm gonna be already.
I gotta be honest. I don't like it until I figure it out, or somebody else has helped me figure it out, and then I can go balls to the wall with it. Like just, you know, add stuff on top of it and just really go all out. Yeah. And
need to wear that. I could paint your face too.
Right. And I can't, I just can't do the Fred Durst thing
anymore.
I love it.
You've overdone
it. It's wore out. It was wore out.
If you do it again, I think Joe number one might have words.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Halloween is usually my favorite, and I feel like I've only watched like a handful of scary movies this month.
Yeah.
Usually I'll try and watch one every day, but
we don't have to.
I don't have time.
Yeah, we don't have to do that every day.
We're going to do that today.
Oh, I don't think so.
Gotta get in the spirit, babe.
Yeah, we're going to leave the lights on, though.
Or we can get into the football spirit until tomorrow, and we'll watch like a football game.
Not Tally, though.
Blindside.
What's the one of the...
Remember the Titans?
Oh, I love that movie, except when the Camaro gets smashed.
Mm.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I haven't watched that in a long time. Let's do that. Very good. Or I'll just put on a scary movie.
Left side. Strong side. I think he says left side.
I don't know. Well, look. For the rest of our updates, I think majority of the ones left that I have to post are videos now, so it's just about finding them and editing them properly so they fit on Facebook.
And
email address is cslojoesherrie@gmail.com. And you can find us on Instagram and Facebook, Crossing State Lines, _, I think, is for Instagram. Crossing State Lines, _. Mm. Updating. For real. Email us, please. Give us some topics. Comment on other episodes so we can chat with you about them.
Let's know who this Churchill dudeski is.
I know there's 4 people at least that are listening to at least every episode, so I want to hear from you. Emma, you're okay because you emailed already. Right. And we love you, Emma. And we miss you.
Yes. We are always remembering that Emma's listening to us.
Oh, yeah. So. Mm-hmm. And then my dad. My dad is listening, too.
That's right.
He's going down Papa Ocean G. City for a golfing trip right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was going to come up early or, like, leave later and, like, come this way. But he's just going straight there and back home.
And I'll say this to Emma because I think it's pretty interesting. I was got caught talking to a guy at Peter's last weekend, and Marcy just kept, she told me, she's like, just don't look at him. Like, he was yapping at me for a long time. It was cool, though. He just needed somebody to talk to.
Was it Willie? Was he telling you not to trust anybody?
The guy with the glasses and the hat? No. No, it was, he was sitting on the, standing in the corner talking to me about all the places he's lived at, and I mentioned to you, he's lived in New Mexico, and they have, like, a Breaking Bad tour there that you go in the, he's right in the corner, right in between us. He's right in between us talking on the corner, right when you walk in the front door.
Cool.
Anyway, he says he's lived all over the United States, and I asked him, where's your favorite place? Where would you live at? And he said, right away, Washington.
Huh.
So, and it's close, I forget where exactly he said, but it was, it's near Seattle. It's near where the ocean's at.
Okay.
Because he's loved the view of the mountains and the ocean. Yeah. So, I think that's kind of cool.
I don't think I've ever been to Washington.
No, and I'm excited to see
what it's about. It was always so confusing because there's the state Washington, and then there's like Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
But it was that District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, represent your teams.
Go Birds.
Spirit. Get into the spirit of whatever it may be.
Pay attention to your driving.
People. All right. And on that note,
someone somewhere
is crossing state lines
to represent their team.
Sure.
Maybe. Sure. We'll go with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye. Okay, bye.